Yo, welcome back to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, I'm not really sure how today's episode is going to go. And the reason for that is because the kids are upstairs. And as you may or may not remember, that this podcast is now just really raw and unedited. So there's a very strong possibility that someone's going to come downstairs, either in tears or just really curious as to what I'm doing. Because, you know, that's how kids sausage roll. But we'll give it a go nevertheless. So I want to talk about motivation. And how it is a load of bullshit. Yeah, that's right. Motivation is bullshit. Motivation comes and goes. So if you're working on a goal and you're solely relying on motivation, that shit's not going to work. It's never going to last. Because motivation goes really, really quickly. Like, how many times have you said, oh, I'm going to go to the gym after work tonight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then it comes, like, the end of the day, and you're just knackered. You're just absolutely bollocksed. And it's just like, and then you get pissed off with yourself. And then that happens, you know, 2-3 times a week, maybe 4-5 times that week. And then it comes to the weekend, you're like, oh, fuck it, I'll just have a bottle of wine, I'll have pizza, I'll get a Chinese, whatever. And then come, you know, Sunday night, you're feeling really shit, you're feeling sluggish because of the, you know, the food choices maybe that you decided to take over the weekend. And then you beat yourself up. And then Monday, or sorry, you say then, sort of Sunday night, right, Monday is a new week, new me, new opportunity to live my best life. I'm going to hit the gym every day this week. I'm going to eat nothing but salad. And then the whole thing happens again. Like, because on the Sunday, you're really motivated because of how you feel. You feel shit. And then Monday comes, you have a full day at work, sorting the kids out and everything else that happens with, like, the day-to-day life of being an adult. And it's like, oh, I'm just too tired to go to the gym. And then your motivation's gone. And this is why I said that motivation is, it's just shit. Like, it's not healthy. Well, it is healthy because obviously you can be motivated to do things, but if you don't do it like there and then, it's not, like, it's not sustainable. So this is why I always get people to work sort of smarter rather than harder. So this is why training and exercising in the morning is just so much better, because yes, you might not actually want to get up out of bed, you know, an hour early, half an hour early, whatever that looks like for you. But the fact is, you're up, you've got no other real commitment, I guess, because, you know, if you know your kids are getting up at 7, there's no reason you can't get up at 6 and do a workout. Like, there's no reason at all. You know, and even if it's a 30, 40 minute workout, whatever, you're still doing more than what you would have done if you left it till the end of the day where you couldn't be asked. So, yeah, work smarter, not harder. And as we're coming into May, actually, by the time this is released, it probably will be May. Like, what are your goals? What are you actually working towards? Like, if it's just the case if you want to exercise 3 times a week, that's cool. Every Monday, Wednesday and Friday, get up an hour early. Do a 20, 30 minute workout. Like, there's loads of workouts that can be done from home. You only have to go onto YouTube and see fucking about 15,000 of Joe Wicks's workouts. Like, there's loads out there. Excuse me. But obviously, there's only so far you'll get with those kind of workouts because they're not structured and they're not tailored to you. So just as a side note, if you know, if you do want to work on your physical aspect and you need some help, some guidance, some coaching, just ping me a message. We can get you on the app. and get various workouts and stuff just allocated specifically for you. So there you go, that's the dog. Not quite the kids, but fur baby. So yeah, when you have that in mind, why don't you have a SMART goal? Yeah, and if you're not sure what a SMART goal is, it's specific, measurable, actual, relevant, and time. So break that down. Break it down. Have small, achievable goals. Work towards something that you know that you can achieve. I'm sure I've said it a million times, and I'll probably say it a million more times. Although it's amazing to have a really big goal, like, I'm all for having goals that scare the shit out of you, but also have small, achievable goals. Because the more achievable goals you have, the more confident you'll get. And therefore, you'll be able to take on the bigger goals. That was the dog now going outside. That's what I mean. Chaos. You just never know what you're going to get, especially when these things are sort of raw and unedited. So, yeah, there you go. There's my sort of 2 cents worth on motivation and how it's just utterly, utterly wank. But yeah, like I said, if you are looking to progress further in life and you want to work towards some SMART specific goals and you need that little bit of extra help, just get in touch. My WhatsApp details will be in the show notes along with my email address and Instagram handle. So yeah, just fire me a message on any one of those and we can get you up and running. We can get you working towards something with achievable goals. So yeah, ciao for now, brown cow.